Honorable Arun Hemachandra, you have 12 minutes.
Honorable Deputy Speaker, a good foreign policy is not measured by how loudly a nation speaks, but how and by how wisely it protects its people, its sovereignty, and its long-term national interest. In times of global uncertainty, responsible nations must act with strategic neutrality, guided not by emotion, but by the duty to protect their people, their economy, and their future. Dear Honorable Deputy Speaker, at a time like this, when the world is passing through uncertainty, when global conflicts are affecting energy supply, maritime transport, trade, and economic stability, the duty of a responsible government is clear. We must protect sovereignty, we must protect economic stability, we must protect the safety of our people, both at home and overseas. But, Honorable Speaker, in such a moment, the duty of a responsible opposition is also clear. In a democracy, the opposition has the right to question, the opposition has the right to criticize, the opposition has the right to demand accountability. That is the strength of democracy. But the opposition does not have the right to weaken the country. At a time when the nation itself is facing external pressure, when global conflicts are affecting energy routes, when international negotiations are ongoing, when economic recovery is still in progress, this is not the time to create fear among people. This is not the time to misrepresent fact for short-term political advantages. A responsible opposition must ask, will my words strengthen the country? Will my actions protect the people? Will my criticism help the nation or harm the nation? Honorable Deputy Speaker, we meet today at a serious moment in the life of our nation. Sri Lanka has recently passed through bankruptcy, and even today we are still in the process of rebuilding our economy, restoring stability, and regaining the confidence of our people as well as the confidence of the international community. When this government assumed office under the leadership of His Excellency the President, Anuradha Kumara Dissanayake, we did not inherit a stable country. We inherited a country burdened by debt, weakened by years of financial indiscipline, and shaken by the loss of public trust. That is the most important thing, loss of public trust. The people were not asking for promises. The people were asking for stability. The responsibility before the National People's Power government was therefore clear. Not to expand recklessly, not to make popular announcement, but to stabilize the nation. And we were very successful on that. We had to restore discipline to public finance. We had to rebuild confidence in the financial system. We had to ensure that fuel, electricity, LP gas, medicine, and all other essential goods remain available. We had to regain confidence of international institutions and friendly nations. These were not easy decisions, but they were necessary decisions. Honorable Deputy Speaker, even as we began this difficult recovery, the country faced further challenges. Sri Lanka was struck by the Dithwa disaster, one of the worst natural disasters in the history of our nation, at a time when the economy was still fragile. We had to protect lives rebuild infrastructure, assist affected communities, and continue economic recovery at the same time. Managing bankruptcy was difficult. Managing a disaster during recovery was even more difficult. Yet, the country remained stable, essential services continued, institutions functioned, relief was delivered. This was possible because discipline was maintained. Honorable Deputy Speaker, today the world itself is passing through a period of serious uncertainty. The conflict in the Middle East is not a distant event for Sri Lanka. Energy prices are affected. Shipping routes are affected. Air travel is affected. Tourism is affected. Global markets became unstable than ever before. Most importantly, thousands of Sri Lankans working overseas are directly affected. Foreign employment is one of the strongest pillars of our economy. Remittances from our workers have helped this country survive during the most difficult times. From the first signs of escalation, the government gave priority to the safety of Sri Lankan citizens overseas. Our embassies and missions were instructed to register Sri Lankans and to maintain direct contact with them and to provide assistance whenever required. Officials have been in personal communication with affected individuals, and necessary arrangements have been made in coordination with host governments. I must place on record our sincere appreciation to our diplomats, our embassy staffs, labour officers, and all officials serving abroad and in the ministry who have worked tirelessly to protect Sri Lankan citizens. We also thank the governments of host countries, international organisations, airline companies, and all stakeholders who have extended cooperation during this difficult period. We also appreciate the tourism sector and the aviation sector who continue to maintain connectivity with Sri Lanka even in uncertain global conditions. Honorable Deputy Speaker, at a time like this, Sri Lanka calls upon all parties involved in this present conflict to act with restraint, to respect international law, and to give priority to dialogue and peaceful resolution. Escalation of conflict does not benefit small nations. When wars expand, it is the developing countries that suffer first. Therefore, Sri Lanka urges all parties concerned to avoid actions that threaten regional stability, that endanger civilian lives, or that disrupt global trade and maritime transportation. Honorable Deputy Speaker, Sri Lanka is a maritime nation located at one of the most important sea lanes in the world. A large portion of global trade passes close to our shores. Because of this, any conflict in the region affects our economy directly. I repeat, because of this, any conflicts in the region affects our economy directly. Under the international law, including the law of the sea, Sri Lanka has sovereign rights within its maritime zones, but we also have a responsibility to support the safety of international sea lanes on which our economy depends. As a country located near major energy and shipping routes, any instability in those waters can directly affect fuel supplies, trade, and economic stability for countries like us. For that reason, Sri Lanka supports the freedom of navigation, the security of maritime transport, and the peaceful use of the oceans in accordance with the international laws. For small nations, these rules are not theoretical. They are essential for survival. Honorable Deputy Speaker, despite global uncertainty, Sri Lanka has remained stable. The budget deficit has been reduced. Public finance is under control. The current account is positive. Foreign reserves have improved. Inflation has come down during the last couple of months. The exchange rate has stabilized during the last couple of weeks. We remember the time when fuel was not available, when electricity was cut, when people stood on queues. Today the situation is different. Fuel is available, even with some restrictions.
Honorable Harun Hemachandra, you have 2 more minutes.
Thank you. Electricity is available. There is no any interruptions. Gas is available. Even those who criticize the government are living normally today because stability has been restored. This government does not keep the lights on for one party. It keeps the lights on for the whole nation. Honorable Deputy Speaker, in this challenging global environment, we must not only face challenges, we must also explore opportunities. Sri Lanka's location, its ports, its airports, and its maritime position give us advantages if they are used wisely. We are working to strengthen tourism, aviation, maritime transport, logistics, and energy security. In the past, some opportunities were lost due to poor planning. Today, approach is different. We plan carefully. We act responsibly. We protect national assets. Honorable Deputy Speaker, the duty of a responsible government is to protect the country. The duty of a responsible opposition is not to weaken the country during a time of crisis. Democracy allows criticism, but democracy also requires responsibility. Honorable Deputy Speaker, we love this country, and because we love this country, we cannot allow it to fall again into instability, into division, or into irresponsible decisions. Patriotism is not shown by speaking the loudest, but by protecting the nation when it is still under pressure and by putting Sri Lanka before politics. Honorable Deputy Speaker, if we remain disciplined, if we remain united, and if we continue on the path of responsibility, Sri Lanka will overcome every challenge before it, and this government will take all necessary measures to make sure that the country is stable and strong. Thank you very much.